when at last it was time for sleep, they each took up a spot that most suited their sleeping habits. The cat settled down in front of the fire, the dog behind the door. The rooster flew up to the rafters, and the donkey bedded down in a pile of hay just outside the door. Later that same evening, the terrified robbers began to regain their senses.
"What happened back there?" cried the boss robber. "We ran away from our own hideout like a bunch of frightened rabbits. That wasn't the devil coming through the window. It was just the wind. I say we go back and take back what belongs to us. Who's with me?"
Though they were regaining their composure, the other robbers were still not convinced that he was right.
"What if it was the devil?" shouted one.
"Yeah," said another. "If we go back, we could all be killed or worse."
All right, calm down," said the leader. "You might be right. Let's do it this way. One of us should return to see if it really was the devil or if it was just the wind. We'll draw straws. Short man goes."
And it was poor, frightened, unlucky Jack who drew the short straw.
"Go," he sniffled. "But if I don't return, I want you all to swear that you'll go to church and say a few Our Fathers for me, and then go to pub and toast a few poor jackals to me."
They all spat and swore and wished him luck, and with that, he headed back through the forest in the direction of the cottage.